This is Scenic Roots. Good afternoon, I'm Richard Winham. Every Friday at 12 noon, Woodsongs in Dalton features a set by local and regional musicians on their Facebook page. The series is called Quarantunes. A couple of weeks ago, Chattanooga songwriter and singer Anthony Quayles was the featured performer. He played a set of songs from his newly released album, The Man I Thought I'd Never Be.
Last year I was headed to the Blue Ridge area to record a new album, and this song, the title for this song struck me as I was driving through the Ocoee when there's no cell signal, so I had plenty of time to think, so I wrote this song. It's called Give It Time. If your back doesn't ache the moment you wake, and your clothes never go out of style, it's okay, it's alright, just give it time. If the face that you see, the reflection you find, is young and untouched by the worries of life, it's okay, it's alright, just give it time. 'Cause someday the truth might reveal a view from the opposite side. But maybe what will never be clear is the age when you first realize. So if your children are grown and you're feeling alone, hoping you cross their mind, wipe the tear from your eye and don't be surprised if they're feeling the same inside. It's okay, it's alright, just give it. Just give it time. I wrote that song thinking about getting older. And my kids are grown. My youngest daughter just graduated high school, so she'll be headed off to college in the fall. And my oldest daughter, she'll be in her junior year in college this year. And so I've been thinking about a lot of that since the quarantine took place. And I was kind of asked to stay home for a little while. So I haven't done any shows since the end of February. So I just put out a new record at the first of the year. And of course, all good things happen when you put out a new record. You get a pandemic and you don't get to tour it. So you guys are getting to hear some of these songs before a lot of other folk. It's called The Man I Thought I'd Never Be. And so this is the title track from that record. Hope you guys enjoy. There's a little less hair on the top of my head and a little more stuck to the sink. Yes, my memory is fading, eyesight is failing, making it easy to see that I'm more like the man I thought I'd never be. My temper is quicker, waistline is thicker, and I'm finding it hard to believe Yes, I buy shoes made for comfort, 'cause when both your feet hurt, you choose orthopedic relief. Yes, I'm more like, I'm more like the man I thought I'd never be. I'm in more of a hurry, and sometimes I worry when life isn't just as it seems. But not long ago, there was a fork in the road and a change to the way that I think. Yes, I'm still scared of the silence, but when it gets quiet, I stay, though I'd much rather leave. And I am more sentimental and tear up a little when my wife and I both now agree that I'm more like, I'm more like the man I thought I'd never be. I thought I'd never be. So my wife and I, we celebrated our 15-year anniversary a couple years ago, and I was thinking about, you know, when you first get married, when you're dating, you think about the things that you like about the other person. Then you get married and you realize there are other things that you that kind of get on your nerves a little bit. Both of you do to each other. So then I started realizing that the differences that we have make us how we, you know, balance us both out. And so I wrote this song. It's called "As Long as I'm with You." You like warmer weather and the blowing of an ocean breeze. I think nothing's better than the color of an autumn leaf. But I don't mind if you don't mind a different point of view, 'cause it's mighty fine doing life as long as I'm with you. Well, you like five-star restaurants and wearing finer things. I like a plate of tater tots and a worn-out pair of jeans. But I don't mind if you don't mind a different point of view, 'cause it's mighty fine doing life as long as I'm with you. Take the fast lane, and I like to take it slow. But as long as we're together, there's no telling how far we'll go. But I don't mind if you don't mind a different point of view, 'cause it's mighty fine doing life as long as I'm with you. Yes, it's mighty fine doing life as long as I'm with you. Hey, if you just tuned in, my name is Anthony Quails. I'm doing a Quarantunes and Dune for the Wood Songs in Dalton. So I'll sing you a song I wrote. So a few weeks ago when we first started this lockdown, I think we were like a week or two in, and I started thinking about all the stuff that's on Facebook, the news, and it can get overwhelming. And a lot of times you feel like you're not doing anything at all, you're not having an impact, or you're not doing enough, or everything you're doing is just for naught. So I wrote this song. It's called "It Won't Always Be This Way." Hope you guys enjoy it. Life is looking like a TV show. Every day's the same episode. How's it gonna end? No one knows. Nothing to do but watch it all unfold. Everything feels like an awful joke. Everybody's numb, acting comatose. Walking around in the same old clothes. 'Cause staying at home is the only hope. While everybody's dying to communicate and praying that their neighbor won't pass away, all I'm trying to find is a little faith today that it won't always be this way. I heard they're printing up a bunch of cash, trying to put a stop to the market crash. I wonder if they're gonna wanna take it back or force me to claim it on my income tax. While everybody says we should isolate, lock all the doors, pull down the shades, all I'm trying to find is a little faith today that it won't always be this way. And I'm lying in bed with all this stuff running through my head like a semi-truck, keeping me awake 'cause I just don't trust that anything I'm doing is good enough. So I think, and I'll say this, especially at a time like now where we're going through this, just a lot of uncertainty, you may question, what's the purpose? What's your purpose? Or someone may. And so I thought I'd sing a song for you guys. It's called "There's a Reason That You're Breathing." And this song is off my new record as well. I lost a really good friend of mine 3 years ago. And this album is actually dedicated to him. I lost a friend of mine to suicide in 2017. It was really hard, and I don't know. I think I'm learning more and more that that's actually touches a lot more people than I had ever realized. And so I wrote this song for him as a tribute to him. So I'll sing you the song. Are you thinking of leaving just to remedy your pain? Convinced the ache you're feeling will never go away. Well, before you pull the trigger, I hope you find that's not the case. And know that if you go, how the world is gonna change. There's a reason that you're breathing. And if only you could see that life's a gift you've been given with every second you receive. It isn't crazy to believe you were made for greater things. There's a reason that you're breathing. Though some have gone before you, feeling just the same. Suffering in silence, but you don't have to live that way. Take a step back from the edge, Long enough it's clear to see. The lens through which you're looking hides the ground beneath your feet. Yes, there's a reason that you're breathing. And if only you could see, then life's a gift you've been given with every second you receive. It isn't crazy to believe you were made for greater things. Yes, there's a reason that you're breathing. In the face of all the chaos that might be running through your mind, I hope there is a moment when you're strong enough to find there's a reason that you're breathing. And if only you could see, then life's a gift you've been given with every second you receive. It isn't crazy to believe you were made for greater things. There's a reason that you're breathing. There's a reason that you're breathing. Thank you guys so much. We'll do just a couple other. We'll do a couple other songs, and then I'll let you guys go. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of the weekend. Hope you find some rest and some relaxation. So. So I wrote this song, and it's I wrote this song in 2011. Oh, thanks, Earl. I appreciate you tuning in, man. So, early one morning in 2011, I was driving into downtown Chattanooga, and there was a low fog on the ground. And the title for this song just kind of landed in my lap. So I wrote this song. It's about a man in a yellow suit. Small town Nebraska, where the corn and cotton grow. When your brother was your neighbor, about 3 miles down the road. Hadn't seen a decent rain in at least a couple years. When you visit that city, there's a story that you'll hear. You see, the crops had withered up back in 1948, when the farmers gathered at the church praying for rain. Most were in their overalls and those dusty worn-out boots, but one old man came dressed in a yellow rubber suit. You gotta have hope for the harvest, acres of faith when you go to the Father and ask in Jesus' name. Expect that He'll deliver when you bow your head to pray. Yes, He is faithful to answer when you got acres of faith. Well, 30 minutes in, and the pew began to shake with the sound of that old man as he began to pray. And he shouted out, "Amen," and stumbled to his feet, put on his rubber hat, and stepped out into the street. You gotta have hope for the harvest, acres of faith, when you go to the Father and ask in Jesus' name. Expect that He'll deliver when you bow your head to pray. Yes, He is faithful to answer when you got acres of faith. First came the thunder, then came the rain, filling the rivers and flooding the banks. But to this day, none have a clue. Where went that old man in that yellow rubber suit? You gotta have hope for the harvest, acres of faith, when you go to the Father and ask in Jesus' name. Expect that He'll deliver you when you bow your head to pray. Yes, He is faithful to answer when you got acres of faith. I'd sing you one more song, if that's all right, and we'll, unless somebody has a request or something, then we'll, I can do that. So anyway, again, my name is Anthony Quails. Thank you to the sponsors of Woodsong's concert series and Dalton. Thank you to Tom Brown for asking me to perform and entertain you guys today. This is a song I wrote with a really good friend of mine. His name's Drake for Lanier. He lives in Nashville. He and his wife used to live in Chattanooga. And he and I are really good friends, and one of the people I love to write with the most. And we've written a few songs together. Every time we do, it's just fantastic. I just enjoy it. And so I was really feeling a certain way, and a few years back, and I asked him if he would help me write a song. So they used to live just a few blocks from where I worked at. So one day after work, I think, or maybe I went over and. And I had him help me flesh out this song. And so I thought I'd share it with you guys. It's the last track off my new album. It's called It's Okay to Have Nothing to Say. Tend to talk when there's nothing to say. Has it proven a difficult habit to break? And you know that confession is just empty words, when half of the lesson is yet to be learned. They say actions speak louder than words ever will. If that's true, then it goes without saying. In a world full of sound, is there a place to be found where it's okay to have nothing to say? Is it possible that we're both? Is it possible that we're just all insecure, and the sound of the silence is hard to endure? So you say to yourself, time and again, that silence is golden, but hope it still ends. They say actions speak louder than words ever will. If that's true, would you mind please explaining? In a world full of sound, is there a place to be found where it's okay to have nothing to say? Do you pour out your heartache, praying to God, and unload the questions and problems you got, and hope that he's listening, afraid that he's not, scared that the ceiling is just where it stops? They say actions speak louder than words ever will. If that's true, what am I truly saying? In a world full of sound, is there a place to be found where it's okay to have nothing to say? It's okay to have nothing. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today and joining me in my spare bedroom. So it's been great. You know, to those of you who just tuned in, you can go back and watch this. I think they're going to post it on their Facebook page. Be well. God bless. And thank you guys so much for tuning in.
On Scenic Roots, that was Anthony Quayles on Quarantunes from the Woodsongs in Dalton Facebook page. This is WUTC.